Mastering Grad School, the podcast. My name is Rachel Carvajal. I am the instructional designer for the PPOHA AAO grant and the grad college. You'll notice that we have a little bit of a different setup this time. We are proud to announce that Daphne Westerlink has actually been promoted to assistant director of enrollment and operations, and therefore she's no longer working for us at the grad college. And we miss her terribly, but we are very proud of her, and we know she's going to do great things in her new position. So it's just me for the time being, and this is our summer version of the podcast. And today I have with me Brooke Guffin from Career and Testing Services. She is the Director of Career and Testing Services, here to talk to us about what Career and Testing Services can offer us as grad students. So Brooke, if you wouldn't mind just introducing yourself, tell us a little bit about you, how you came to be in this position, how you came to Sol Ross, all that good stuff. Give us like your the beginning story.
Yes. Hello, everybody. My name is Brooke Guffin. I'm originally from Washington, D.C., Virginia. Cool. So I'm a long ways away from home. But we moved to Alpine about 2 years ago.
Oh, you're new. Okay, cool.
My husband is the head men's soccer coach here at Sol Ross. So nice. That's how we found our way over here. Before that, we were over in the panhandle of Oklahoma. So this is definitely
that's a change.
Definitely a better change, better sites. Yeah. But I've been the director of career services and testing for about a year now. And we're just moving forward with everything that we have, expanding our career services, as well as our testing center. We've moved locations, so we're no longer in the university center.
Yeah, they're part of the third floor cool kids now, everybody. Like, they're up on the third floor with us, all with all the grant people. They're right across the hallway from me. So that's pretty cool having them right there.
Yes. So third floor, we're loving it. We have the main testing center, and then, of course, the career services is like on the attached side of it.
Right. So, when you come up to the third floor, if you've got testing services you need to be done, just look for those sandwich boards. It'll tell you exactly which room you need to go to. So that it does. I know there was some confusion previous to those, but those are actually super duper helpful.
Yes. Right, so hopefully we'll get more around campus, and that way you guys can know where we are at all times.
Yeah.
Especially during orientation and busy days.
Right.
And career fairs.
Oh, yeah. Career fairs. Yep, that is. So tell me, what as a grad student, what sort of things, what can you guys offer grad students?
Yeah, so in the career services side, we have multiple different things. So we do career appointments, which are one-on-one, one-hour appointments. We can do those either virtually. So say if you're at maybe like in Houston or Dallas, we can still meet with you. Or we can do one-on-one in-person appointments as well. And during those appointments, we do resume, cover letter, job searches, mock interviews, just basically anything that you need.
Okay. That sounds really helpful.
To start.
Yeah, start looking for. So what's the best way, how do they schedule that appointment? Email?
We have, it's on our website under the career services website, as well as we also send it out at the beginning of the year to students.
You guys check your emails. I know they say this 100 times every show, but like for real.
Check your emails.
Check your emails, read your emails. They're very informative.
Yes. And that way, you know, students can just book with us, or they can come see me in person and then we'll schedule an appointment. That way they get on our books, they know where the office is, and then that kind of gets them established with, you know, where we are.
Okay.
And then along with, you know, these appointments, we also do career assessments. So Myers-Briggs, Clifton Strengths.
Oh, that's cool.
So Myers-Briggs is more of, you know, what type of work environment do you prefer?
Yeah.
And then Clifton Strengths is more of, okay, how can I take all of my top five strengths and bring them into a professional world?
Oh, that's really neat. I might need to come see you for some of those. Yeah.
And a lot of students are quite surprised on, you know, the results that they get.
Imagine.
And, you know, they think, well, you know, I thought I was interested in that, but actually I'm interested in this.
Right.
And, maybe this is something that I need to pursue.
I definitely went through that, in my undergrad a couple of times that, you know, changing the majors and thinking like, this is what I want, and getting into it and being like, too much work.
Right. Especially the students that are kind of undecided or, you know, leaning maybe one way, then the other way. It just kind of helps you get a better idea.
Right. And especially, I mean, I know we're here to talk about grads, but especially as an undergrad,
right.
You know, going in and getting that figured out before you're wasting time, money, and credits.
Right. Absolutely.
It's something that's not what you want to be doing. So,
right.
And I, you know what, that's not a bad idea for grad students either. If you have not done that, it's never too late. To come in and find out, you know, make sure everything's in alignment, I guess.
Yeah, make sure you're, you know, enjoying what you're actually doing.
That matters, you guys. Like, that really, really matters. I know, and I know, you know, with the environment of the day, right? I think it's really important that we highlight work-life balance.
Right.
And enjoying the job that you're doing, you're going to be, you know, if we want to talk about it in, like, capitalist terms or whatever, you're going to be more productive. You know, happy means more productive, means better for everybody. So, like, take the time to really, you know, figure that out. And Brooke can help you do that. So what else have you got for grad students?
Yeah, so we have a partnership with Quanta Services through the TSUS system. And basically with this partnership, it allows our students to get internship, part-time jobs, and full-time jobs. So when they're filling out that application, it'll ask them, you know, what school they're from. They put Sol Ross, and that kind of gives them a little bit more extra boost to get that job. And a lot of the jobs are based out in Houston and Dallas.
Okay.
So any students that are within, like, engineering, project management, corporate, anything like that, they should definitely check out our Quanta services.
Yeah. So that Quantas has kind of laid the groundwork for making the, like, our school, I don't want to say matter because we matter, but it gives us that that platform, right?
Right.
Where people recognize that, oh, you Sol Ross, and they know what a Sol Ross degree means. And so that gives you a boost. So,
right.
Right. Okay.
And so Quanta Services is a huge, like, nationwide corporate company. So they
pay. That's really cool.
They pay great. They have great internships that they pay. So
you see a lot more in the corporate and like, obviously the big city hubs and things like that. That's
yes,
where you see a lot of the job growth happening in that area.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So what about if you are like an NRM student or something like that? Like if you're more into like the life sciences and things of that nature.
So we regularly have the Texas Wildlife Department and Parks Department reach out to us.
Yeah.
We recently just posted a couple jobs that they're hiring over at Davis Mountain on our social media.
Yeah.
So we work with them closely. They come to our campus a lot, especially for our career fairs.
Right.
We have New Mexico Wildlife and Fish that comes out.
Oh, that's really cool.
Just all the state parks around us, they typically try to come out, Balmoray, all of them. So,
and again, that's a personal connection. That's a personal network that if you are a grad student, you come in and become part of your career services network, then you're part of that network. And, you know, you can meet the people who actually have decision-making power.
Right.
Yeah, which is the important thing. Yeah.
And they're definitely looking to hire Sol Ross students. So
That's really, really cool. So, yeah, I mean, sounds like you guys have like a lot to offer. Do you see a lot of grad students come through?
Actually, yes. We see more grad students, our seniors.
Great.
So those that are about to go out into the real world and start everything.
Yeah.
We get a lot of those, whether it's virtually or in person.
Okay, very cool. So as a career-focused grad student, what are some things that they need to be making sure before you graduate? Because I'm going to graduate in December, and if I did not already have a career ongoing, what is your advice to those getting ready to graduate? What do you need to be doing, looking for, preparing, things like that?
Yes, you definitely need to be looking for, one, get that resume updated
Resumes are still a thing, right? Okay,
yes.
So resumes are still a thing, and they seem, question, and I guess it probably matters what career you're going into, but like, is the one page resume still the thing, or do we want more information? Like, talk us through some good resume, like, best practices.
Yeah. So, I typically say either 1 to 2 pages for a resume. But just make sure that everything on there is up to date. That you have all of, you know, your accomplishments, volunteer experience. The more details in your job descriptions, kind of what you did at that job.
Okay.
We'll add to that. Great references as well. And then, I mean, we have a platform called Quincea, which allows our students now to upload their resumes to it. And it gives some real-time AI feedback.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's based on, you know, whether you're a communications major or a business or natural resources.
So it tailors it to you.
It tailors to that, resume.
Okay.
And that, you know, that experience that you have.
Okay.
And then within that platform, it gives you just, you know, some analytics of, you know, different words that you could place on your resume, what you can take out, what's kind of repetitive.
Right.
And then with that, with Quincia, you can also do mock interviews through that.
That's really cool.
And so you can choose the job that, you know, say you were interested or want to apply to, and then it will ask you questions based off that job for you to get experience on how to answer those questions.
Okay, cool.
And then at the end of it, it records your interview. And then it gives you real time feedback. You know, how many buffer words did you use? Did you keep eye contact?
Okay, yeah.
You know what, you know, did you relate back to your resume at all in your interview, anything like that? So, and then the students can watch back and see, wow, I actually am using that word a lot, or I am not keeping as much eye contact as I thought I was. So
that's
those are just so useful.
That's really cool.
So, we have a lot of our grad students on Quincia and our senior students, and they, I check it regularly, and they're just updating their resumes as they keep going. And
so
it
it's
gives
something
them
they have access to right now on their own. Okay, so they do that. They do all of that. They don't necessarily need to set up an appointment with you. They'll just go to you to ask or to figure out how to get into that system. Right.
So some students, you know, they love that face to face. Some students would rather just do it online and do it remotely. But have that experience as if you were coming in person. So this is for. For those type of students.
Yeah, that's me. That's my type of students. Like, no first, no face-to-face, please.
Right.
Like,
and I mean, they can do as many mock interviews as they like, upload as many resumes as they like.
That's great.
They can also link their LinkedIn profile to it, and it will give them some updates on, you know, get a new photo, add this, add your experience skills.
Because I'm sure my LinkedIn, like, I know LinkedIn is like important now, where it didn't really necessarily used to be. And I'm sure my LinkedIn profile is like not good at all. And if I have to learn one more social media platform, guys, like, I'm in my 40s and this is getting too much. Like,
it's a lot to manage. It's a lot
it's
to manage.
So much.
So having that platform for them just allows them to get
really
started.
Handy. Yeah. Because I feel over, and I do technology for a living. Right. But I get over, I feel overwhelmed when I go onto LinkedIn. I'm like, I don't know what people are looking at or what looks good or what doesn't look good and how much does this matter. But I mean, I guess it really kind of does, because I feel like people get your name and they go straight to LinkedIn.
Right.
And then that's a really good, like, first impression.
Right.
Well, no, you're not good, but it is where they're going.
It's
for their
where
first
they're
impression.
Looking.
Right. Okay.
To see, you know, what experience you have, who you are.
Yes.
You know, what networks you already have.
Okay. And so that program, I'm sorry, Quincia.
Yes.
Will check out your LinkedIn profile and then give you, oh, that's really cool. Yes. I'm going to be doing that, I think.
Yes.
So not that I'm looking to go anywhere, guys. Like, I just think it's a good idea.
So if students want access to Quincia, they can, you know, while they're give it to them during their career appointments.
Okay, cool.
Or they can just email me and ask for access.
Okay.
And I will go ahead and add them in. It takes about 5 minutes for me to get you added. Activate your license, create your account,
that's it.
And it's all free to students.
That's amazing.
Anything within the Career Services Department, our career assessments, Quincia, all of that is free to our students.
That is, I did not know about any of that. And that is like, that's a huge important tool, especially as you're getting ready to embark on your career. So,
right.
And free, are you kidding me? Like, so you not only do you have the technological support, but you also have your in-person support.
Right.
So you've got it. Anything you guys need, again, like we strive to offer wraparound full service help and assistance for our students from, you know, that's what this podcast is also about. So, I mean, y'all take advantage of that. Career services, this is what it's all about, right? I mean, this is what you've worked towards. This is why you're thousands and thousands of dollars in debt. You know, you got 6 months before you got to start paying that back. So, like, yeah, get on that career track. What else have you got for us?
Yeah, so coming up in September, we have a career fair that we're hosting for the students. It's called the Lobo Job Fair. It will be on the first floor of the University Center.
Okay.
And it will be outside on the main lawn area.
Oh, nice.
And this is just going to be a great time for you guys to come in and meet our departments, meet local vendors around you in the communities, right. Look for jobs, internships, build those connections.
Yes. That face-to-face really, I mean, much as I don't like it, it really it helps. It helps. It makes a difference.
Because that's how employers remember you.
Yes.
Make an impression, yeah. Show up with your resume.
Yes.
We'll also be doing professional headshots for students for free. And then we will have the Lobo Closet that will be available for students. So anybody that needs professional clothes.
You guys have the closet, the career closet.
The career closet, yes. So we have all sizes from extra small to 3XL.
Oh, fabulous.
For men and women. So we have...
I need to keep you guys in mind the next time I get ready to do a donation because, So another PSA, everybody watching this, if you have business clothes that you are thinking about donating, maybe think about the career closet because that, I mean, I know what an impact that has made on our students. And if you feel good in the clothes that you're in, you're going to deliver a better interview. Yeah. You're going to, you know what I mean? It makes a difference. It really makes a difference. And not just, you know, the outside, what people, you know, judge you or whatever, but like it for that student, for that person, like it just, it can change your whole outlook, which is why I spend so much money on clothes. It's therapy,
exactly.
Right? It's tools, it's therapy. There's not a thing wrong with it.
You can get all these clothes for free.
Free clothes, y'all. Come on.
We have jewelry, ties, belts.
So these are things everything. That you're giving to the students and they don't, are not expected to return, or how does that work?
They can return them or they don't have to.
Okay.
So if they do return them, we have hampers in there. And so, we'll just take it to the local cleaning place and we'll get them all cleaned and then put it back on the rack.
Cool service.
And we've got changing rooms in the Lobo closet as well.
Oh,
so
great.
It's kind of just like a shopping spree. Yes. You try it on, look at the mirror. If you don't like it, try something else on.
Oh, cool.
With some heels, some shoes, yes. Accessories, yeah. Anything that you need is in that Lobo closet. It's kind of like a little mall in there.
Okay, so where is that located? Is that on third floor too?
No, so that is on the second floor of the University Center.
Oh, UC second floor. Okay,
yes.
Cool.
So over in the back area by the Spino.
All right, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so and that would be by appointment also.
Yes.
So they would email you
mm-hmm.
and make an appointment to visit the Lobo closet?
Yes.
Yeah, that is so, like, that's very exciting for me.
And if you're interested to see what it looks like, it's we have a video on our careers Instagram.
Okay.
So you can kind of see what it looks like, what we offer, if anything in the video piques your interest.
Yes. All
let
right.
me know.
Do you guys update that regularly?
Yes.
So
we just
cool.
got a massive... a load of new women's suits, jackets.
I think I saw, was that from Dr. Stein?
Yes, yeah, Dr. Stein cool. just brought a bunch of stuff
yes,
over.
Yeah.
So we have all these brand new suit jackets for women.
How cool.
Yes.
Yeah, free clothes, come on, yes. Okay, so I had a question about that and it just right out of my clothes just take over all of my brain space. So.
Not a problem.
Oh, that's what it was. Your Instagram. What is your handle? Is that what it's called? I don't
yes,
know.
It's all lowercase. It should be SRSU careers.
Okay. So definitely give them a follow because sounds like there's a lot of exciting stuff happening on that Instagram page. And again, clothes.
Clothes. And I know there's not many shopping areas around here.
There's a couple, but again, I mean, this is not like,
especially if you don't have a car.
Right. No car or no, like you're living like paycheck to paycheck like
right.
most of us and like a top costs $50 or more. Like, ooh, that's painful. If I didn't have credit, I wouldn't have anything.
Right.
Please don't do that. Do not follow my lead. Like, yeah. Bad idea. Bad, bad, bad.
Be smart with your credit, please.
Exactly. Do as I say, not as I do. Right. Yeah. Right. That's the one. Okay.
We also are hosting a grad career fair November 14th.
Specific. Okay,
yes.
Cool. All right.
So this is going to be the Beyond the Degree fair. So
all right, cool.
Everything that you're going to need to know will be there November 14th.
November 14th. Okay.
The second floor of the University Center. And this one will be in the afternoon and it's on a Friday because I wanted to cater a little bit more to our grad students that
right.
work in the morning
yes.
or take classes in the morning.
Yes.
So this one will be from from 2 to 4.
Okay.
So
that'll be really, really cool. Okay. We'll definitely, send me the materials and we'll blast that everywhere. Like,
perfect.
We definitely want to like support you guys as much as we possibly can since we're third floor partners.
Yes. Most definitely.
Yeah. All right. So career fairs, career closet. What else? I mean, you guys have got such a robust program going. Like, it's really, really cool. What else have you got for us? But wait, there's more.
I'm trying to think.
Sorry. Let me think.
Just lastly, like our job boards, our job alerts.
Right.
Tuesday, we do Job Hunt Tuesday.
I have seen those, yes.
So we'll send out anything that's new or any employers that are currently still hiring that have sent us stuff.
Right.
And we'll send that out via email, social media, and then on our two job boards around campus. So we have one in BAB on the third floor.
That's right.
And then we have one in the UC on the first floor.
Okay. So pretty easy to get to. You guys have got two physical locations, and of course internet is everywhere,
yes.
So you can use that. Trying to think what else. So do you see a lot of placements happen? Do you, I'm assuming because we're Sol Ross students that we're all very successful.
Yes.
Do you see a lot of people getting in the careers and jobs that they want?
I believe so. Yeah. So everybody that's come through my office, they've gotten interviews, whether they got the job or not.
Right, but the interview
is an
important
part.
But
they do the interview,
part,
yeah. And that's a great experience for them as well. They're mostly nervous when they go in.
Of course.
And then within our business department, you know, they do a lot of placements as well. But I'm working with our new, so Andrea Rusk is creating a new public health master's program online.
Oh, cool.
And so we're going to be working with her to do career placements for that major.
Oh, that's excellent.
So public health is, you know,
suffering, right?
Suffering.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
And there's not many jobs.
Yes.
So we're looking to help them get those placements and internships.
Very
or anything
cool.
they may need. Yes.
Well, and the cool thing about the public health in Alpine is you can start as a high schooler.
Right.
Finish at Sol Ross and then go on and get placed immediately.
Right.
So, you know, consider that also, that's a very, that's a pipeline straight to a job and a job security for sure, right?
Most definitely.
Mean, yeah. So, have you noticed I know we're supposed to keep it all happy, light, fluffy, but I do want to like talk about, have you noticed in the new world order, is job placement more difficult? Are you finding, or how is that affecting?
I want to say it's definitely more difficult.
More difficult, right.
Yes. Just the way everything is going.
Yeah. Yeah. The uncertainty across the board.
The uncertainty kind of everything.
It's
getting the students a little nervous.
Right.
I will definitely say, there's an uncertainty of, you know, well, what am I going to do after school?
Exactly.
Am I just going to go back home?
Right.
You know,
so what do you tell the students that are nervous about that? Like, what are the, as a student getting ready to enter the workforce, in the current state of things, what are the things that they should be doing to give them the best chance at financial stability or success right now?
I would always say starting into your junior year, you definitely want to start networking.
Yes.
Networking. That is going to be your place. That's going to be your lead into it.
Right.
Throw your name out there as much, throw your resume out there as much as possible.
Get out there in person.
Get in person.
I know. We're a digital.
Get in front of the face of it. We're digital.
We're so digital, but I think,
send a digital video of you and why you deserve to be.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Get your face out there.
Get your name, get your face out there, who you are, what you can bring, your experience, how you are.
Right.
With like and learning and
volunteering.
Right.
I think it's probably a little overlooked right now because I think we're all just so stressed and worried about what's going to happen to us in the next minute. But I do want to say that, as a person who's volunteered most of my life, not only is it good for your resume and your career choices, mm-hmm. but again, in these times of uncertainty, nothing feels better and nothing helps your mental health more genuinely, I don't think, than volunteering. So career-wise and like personal mental health-wise, volunteering is, it's really, really good for you. So, and I know that you guys do job services, but do you network with Katie about Williams, who does our volunteering? Do you guys ever like come together for anything?
No.
Or maybe we should look at
that. Maybe we should. Yeah, that's something that we should get into. I know I've sent students to her for volunteer opportunities, but we haven't done anything that's like a collaboration with the career services department and her department.
Yeah. I mean, just maybe a thought.
But we definitely send students over there and say, you know, if you do need any volunteer opportunities, definitely reach out to Katie.
Right.
She's your person.
She's on it. She's so good at that. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, definitely look at volunteering as a career advancement opportunity.
Yes.
If nothing else. But I promise you come away from these things feeling just so much lighter. I mean, and there's opportunities to volunteer in anything you're interested in. So, but that might be our next podcast. So I'll wait on that. But okay. I think we're about ready to wrap it up. Do you have any closing thoughts, any imparted like big wisdom you want to leave our students with?
Just remember everything is free.
Yes.
Come see me. I really want to help you with your career journey. Find that forever place for you.
Yes.
And you know, go Lobos.
Go Lobos. All right. Well, thank you so much, Brooke. And thank you everybody for tuning in for our fourth episode of Mastering Grad School. And we will have more for you this upcoming semester. So thank you very much. Hope you all enjoy the rest of your summer. And that'll do it for us.